The Mariners trying to tie a season high with their fifth straight win, taking on the Tigers. Andrew Moore making his big league debut, getting some run support in the second. Ben Gamel facing Daniel Norris.
Cracked right center field. This has some carry. It has some distance, and it short hops the wall. Nelson Cruz is scoring. Danny Valencia getting waved in. Here comes a throw up the line. Ben Gamel has given the Mariners a 2-0 lead. And now a 14-game hitting streak for the Mariners left fielder.
2-1 pitch. Norris ready. Here comes a pitch. And pitch swung on, driven deep to right center field. Way back. Way back. And it is gone. A two-run homer. Robinson Cano. His first since June 6th. And the Mariners' lead has been extended to 5-1 here in the third.
Andrew Moore, no doubt a very exciting night for Mr. Moore. Here comes the 2-2. Got him. Andrew Moore, fantastic work in his Major League debut. 100 pitches, no walks, Mike, 4 strikeouts, yeah. Over 7. And the Mariners have him loaded for Cano. Club high, right field, Martinez running out of room at the wall. Gone! Grand slam! Robinson Cano!
Wasn't sure he got enough. Oh, you can see it.
Tell.
He thought he just missed it.
When you're good, you're good. The same situation for Tony Zink as 1-2 gets the tying run to strike out to end the top of the eighth.
The Mariners tie a season high with their fifth straight win as they beat the Tigers 9-6. Seattle gets to a game over 500 for the first time all season. Ben Gamel extends his hitting streak to 14 games. Andrew Moore notches his first career win as he allows 3 runs in 7 innings of work. The Mariners get to a game over 500 for the first time this season. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
Yeah, it was a heck of a debut. You know, you can't say a whole lot more. What an effort. It's kind of what we've seen out of Andrew Moore since the day he put a Mariners jersey on. I think people at Oregon State saw the same thing and probably at his high school. So it's just got a way about him. His mound presence, very, very good, very in charge, just attacking all the time. And, you know, his stuff's not going to wow you, but his pitchability, moving the fastball around, some breaking balls early in the game with a changeup later in the game, which really helped get through the lineup one more time. I thought Zunino did a nice job with him, too. But I can't say enough for a rookie to come up on a night that our bullpen was going to be thin, and we're going to let him ride. You know, he's thrown 100 pitches a couple different times this year, so he looked like he had plenty left in the tank, and, you know, it was awesome to get us through 7 innings there. So, again, a big, big night for him. The guys are celebrating a little bit with him right now, so it's all good.
You didn't see any sign from him that he like his Major League debut? I mean, it looked like he'd been doing it.
Not really.
Yeah.
And I think of all the young players I've seen come to the bigs, I mean, it probably was as confident in him tonight and what he would give us. I didn't know he'd go 7, but I know he'd be very competitive and hopefully, you know, get us through 5 and wouldn't be in awe of the moment, I guess. You know, it's every little kid's dream when he gets to the, you know, to get to the big leagues. And then, you know, as a starting pitcher, there's a little bit more focus put on you than just a position player. So he handled it great and excited for him.
What got him through that third time?
Like I said, going to the changeup I thought really helped. He threw a few more changeups in later in the game. And, you know, he pitches inside enough. He elevates the ball when he has to. You know, and they put some good swings on him. He is going to give up hits. He's going to give up homers. He's human, you know. But and he doesn't throw at 100 miles an hour. But he just keeps competing and makes adjustments. He reads the bat very well, too, what hitters are trying to do against him and then reacts off of that. So, it's something. It's you know, you hope you can teach guys that. It's great when you have it when you're as young as he has, and he's had it for his whole life.
He got ahead in a lot of counts today. Was that pretty encouraging to see out of a guy in a debut?
That's the key. He even said it last night. You know, you got to get ahead. I said, yeah, in this league you do. Once you get in those 3-1, you know, 2-0 counts, they're not going to miss the heater. And, you know, he did fall behind a little bit, the home run to Kinsler. He was behind in the count, and he paid for it. But, again, awesome effort by him.
You touched on it before the game a little bit, but all you guys have been through this season to be one game above 500 at this point. And
really proud of our guys. Yeah, there was certainly we did have some low points, and there probably will be a few more along the way when you lose a few in a row. But, you know, when I've talked with our guys and challenged them, they have responded. And our team has really come together, I think, over the last 3 weeks. You know, when you bring in a lot of new faces, and we did, even though, you know, we had a decent run at the end of last year, we still had a lot of new guys on our roster. And it takes a while for guys to get comfortable playing with each other, screwing around with each other in the clubhouse, traveling. It just, and our team's really come together, which is great to see. Guys are enjoying each other and letting their personalities come out, which is something I'm a big proponent of.
You've said in the past that you can't always rely on that middle core, but when it happens,
right now.
Yeah, no, big night for Robbie, no doubt, and he was due. I think he was he doesn't like everybody else getting all the attention. He wants to get all the attention, and certainly tonight, offensively, he carried the load for us with a couple of big homers. So, you know, very talented player. He's had a great career. You know, he can go hitless or not look great up there for a few days, but it usually doesn't last too long with him.
Andrew Moore picks up the win in his major league debut.
Well-deserved Andrew Moore making your big league debut tonight. I think the fans appreciate your effort. I gotta say, you played it so cool today in the clubhouse. I never would have known that this was your big league debut. Were there any nerves?
Not really until I stepped on the field. Then it kind of hit me when you look around and see all the fans out there. But before, it wasn't too bad. All the guys were just saying, stick to your game and do what got you here.
So what got you to settle down out there?
Mike did a great job of making sure I was taking breaths out there. Kyle had a few mound visits that were big. I mean, all the guys all day were really cool about just making sure to calm things down and, you know, not get too excited out there, just to control your emotions.
Well, you did a good job of that because you make it through the Tigers lineup three times. What adjustments did you have to make to keep getting those guys out?
Just staying in good counts for me was the big, the biggest thing. We kind of saved the changeup there for the end. So we started throwing a lot of those last two innings, which they hadn't seen. So that was big, being able to control that. But yeah, mostly just staying in good counts. And I mean, the defense was huge behind me. That play Guillermo made and Mike calling a great game back there. So it was a solid team win.
And the offense puts up some runs for you. When you look back on this game, what are you going to remember most about your big league debut?
Oh, man, just how quickly it went. I was talking to Sam on the bench, and I felt like I blinked and it was over with. But, I mean, that was a lot of fun out there. It was a big-time team win for us, and just have to build off it now.
Up next, the Mariners begin a series at home against the Astros on Friday.